It is time for Minnesota Reads. This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by authors from the Northland. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, also called NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Victoria Richards, who now lives in Wyoming, but is a Minnesota native. And her book, which is called Once Were Mountains, won the Northeastern Minnesota Book Award in the fiction category this year. And we have her on the telephone. Good morning, Victoria. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
This book, Once Were Mountains, now you live in Wyoming, of course, which has mountains, but you are writing about Northeastern Minnesota. And once I realized what the subject matter was, the title becomes so hauntingly cool. I just love the title itself. You said, oh, of course, what a great way to state that phrase. It's about the mining regions up in the Northeast. What inspired you to approach this topic?
When my son was born, I remember holding him and looking him in the eyes, and time kind of stopped for a minute. And I wasn't sure if it was me looking at my mother or my grandmother looking at my mom or my son. And I started to think maybe I was homesick. You know, I started to think, you know, what is the source of a wonderful childhood? And, you know, what can I do for this babe? And I started to think about my childhood and how important the water was for me to swim and to feel clean and lifted up and supported, you know. So I, he was a little bit colicky, and I remember putting him to bed at 9 and thinking I had a few hours, and I started to research the water. And, you know that the water is hard because there's iron in it, but the history, the stories behind the discovery of the iron and the play for ownership is really fascinating. You know, the way that the economy grew from that and changed over time, and how it nurtured the people and the culture and the sport up on the range. So before I knew it, I was completely absorbed studying that.
It is such a rich history, not only, as you say, because of the water and the environmental change and the mining itself, but the people as well. And that's really where the story takes hold for me right away, and reading about this family, this extended family of people, and the things that they're going through. It's would you call it historical fiction, or is it something that's really just more of a story that happens to take place in time?
Definitely historical fiction, because I feel like the characters are so shaped by their yearning to hold on or to capture the American dream. And it's different for everyone, and there are different obstacles for everyone, but I feel like the underlying, you know, stretch for everyone is to capture that American dream.
Is it based largely on one family? It's called a saga, the beginning of a family saga, and so often a saga can imply generations, can imply decades, and not just one nuclear family, but an extended storyline. Do you reach out into the wider community? Are you focusing on one family?
No, it's three generations of a family. As well as a whole nother family. But I really wanted to trace the rise and the fall of the iron industry through different sets of eyes, you know, through the rise of the economy and the immigrant story, but also through the consolidation of the later years, and to show how Duluth changed as well, and how the whole state changed, to be honest. I mean, it ends in Minneapolis after, you know, the iron is exhausted. So it follows the whole rise and fall of the economy through generations, multiple generations.
This is your first novel. Are you a fiction writer of other things? Have you written shorter stories in the past as well?
No, actually I haven't. I don't know where this came from. I mean, besides that, I'm not. I mean, I enjoy writing, definitely, but I'm not published beyond that.
Why did you, for instance, choose a fiction tale rather than strict history following, you know, or with interviews or something like that, for example? What made you decide to create a fiction story rather than nonfiction research?
You know, I think maybe sometimes fiction is more relatable. It's easier to see yourself in another story. I think history is often, people, you know, sometimes might think that history is boring or it doesn't relate to them, whereas a story reaches out more to their to their feeling side, and they can empathize with the push and the pull of the economic forces or the social forces and the political forces. So.
Yeah, and I can see, too, how a strict biographical history of somebody, because you're not perhaps familiar with them personally, you don't get that inside view. You're sort of restricted to seeing and observing and not judging, but sort of observing from the outside. So I think it maybe gives you a bit of a distance that fiction can give you more of a personal approach.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's also... when you can feel someone else's emotions, I think it lends itself to a much more dynamic situation. You know, you can feel frustration for, you know, feeling shut out or for, you know, being excluded. You know, at the beginning of the story, they struggle with the unions and not being paid well. And so you start to feel what that was like, and you start to understand the importance of developing human capital versus just extracting resources, and why that's important over time, not just at the turn of the century, but in any other community that's struggling with that sort of economy that isn't quite developed yet in other ways.
Well, congratulations again on the award. This being your first work and being an award-winning book, I'm hoping that you'll be writing more. Are you planning on anything else?
You're sweet. I don't know. Right now, I actually am working on historical stuff. right now, I'm working on writing simulations of historical events as curriculum for younger children.
Oh, that's a great thing. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It's sort of similar, but also wonderfully educational. I love that you're now applying this in a different field. That's great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it all works out the way I have dreamt it to, you know.
Great.
So.
Well, Victoria, thanks so much for your talk this morning. We appreciate you being on the air with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Take care. Victoria Richards, the author of the Northeastern Minnesota book, award-winning book, in the fiction category, called Once Were Mountains. It takes place throughout Minnesota, but based originally in the Mesabi Range here in northeastern Minnesota. All this summer, we'll be bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northeastern Minnesota Book Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.